This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in my Moss Family Automotive Studios to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, by the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right here at night on the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, doing whatever it is that you're doing to keep America moving along, that starts with the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and then it moves on up to the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center haulers. That would be John and Felix and company. And hope you're doing good tonight, you guys and gals. Also, Amazon, the warehouse, and the drivers delivering their packages all across the country, as well as our suicide jockeys who are hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's how we're over on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all the same way, Captain's America. That's all one word, Captain's America. That's how you'll find us over there. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there to find out everything that's going on. And you'll even find a link there for this gentleman's page, none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-yo, Cow Patty. All righty, there you go. And everybody's happy. Everybody went back in. We have, let's see, what do we got here tonight? We got 77 degrees on one side of the building, and over on the other side, we have 76. So how about that?
That's pretty great. Well, we've got 56 degrees here in Southern California. But Saturday, Captain, daytime, looks like it's going to be a nice 72 degrees. Weekend ahead.
They're going to have to change the song for California. It's going to be, "Seems it never warms up in California."
There are a lot of people here in Southern California waiting for the summertime temperatures. There really are.
That's why they got the summertime blues.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll have to play that song, too, one of these times. Okay, how are you ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Well, Kyle, today, 9 o'clock, come one, come all, to the Hernando County Fairgrounds. The Two Guys Gun Show will be there.
It's not just about guns. They've got knives. They've got all sorts of things. It is a family-friendly show. Also, if you want to get your pistol permit, which I realize July 1st things are going to change, but until then, it's still under the same rules and regulations. If you want to get your pistol permit, you can do that. They have a class today and a class tomorrow. I'll be there today from 9 to 2. The hours today are 9 to 5. Hours tomorrow are 9 to 3, but I won't be there tomorrow. I'll be there today at the Hernando County Fairgrounds on U.S. 41 south of Brooksville and kind of right across the street from the Hernando County Airport. So there you go. That's the Two Guys Gun Show in Brooksville, and it's going to be a great thing again today. Great place to be. Their website, by the way, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. Go over there and check it all out. All righty, Mr. Kyle. We have got to mention Kevin McCarthy, who has called on our governor, Ron DeSantis, to make peace and negotiate with Disney and stop the bickering back and forth.
Well, this is what he is talking about. Yeah, he's talking, of course, that Disney is a big employer inside Florida. He says he thinks the governor should sit down with them, you know, because I think that he thinks this is going to continue to escalate. And certainly Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, was served papers or something while he was in Israel.
He's been sued.
Yes, exactly. But here's the thing, and this is one another thing the speaker began to talk about. pardon me. He says you can take any whatever position you want, but remember, if you're elected to run a business, that's what your shareholders want you to do. He said. And again, the idea is you shouldn't get into politics is the general thrust of what he's talking about. I think the shareholders of Disney might agree with that wholeheartedly, Captain, because all the quote-unquote wokeness, for lack of a better term, has really been destroying the Disney brand. Wading into politics destroys the Disney brand. I think they could have stayed out of it, and I don't think we'd have this major animosity going on. But it's a double problem for Disney. They've offended the state, and they've also offended so many of their subscribers and patrons.
Okay, well, hold that thought, and folks, when we come back, we'll be talking about the SVB Bank and how the Fed came out yesterday and blamed themselves for some of the failures that they overlooked that brought all this around. Wow. The Fed stepping up and taking responsibility. How about that? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to The Captain's Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to The Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
As a believer in Yahweh and follower of Christ, it pains me to publicly admit that leftist Bill Maher of CNN fame has recently displayed more integrity and concern regarding America's black-on-black crime problem than many so-called ministers. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, recently Mr. Maher asked the simple question, where are the Democrats and black celebrities when it comes to the massive leftist domestic terrorism and black crime problem throughout the nation? When it comes to the leftist domestic terrorism, crime, and left-wing extremism, which is the single biggest cause of today's rampant crime, between the woke revolutionaries and their occasional riots and the massive crime wave, which is a result of the far-left criminal justice reform policies that has caused more crime in this republic than almost anything else. But we cannot ignore the fact that ministers no longer instruct their parishioners on the importance of good moral behavior and character. I rarely hear ministers express the level of concern spoken by Bill Maher, which is very concerning to me. The Founding Fathers warned that if we lose our morals, we will no longer be free. Wake up, America. It's almost too late. I'm Ron Edwards. See ya on the next page from the Edwards Notebook.
All righty, and the Edwards Notebook brought to you by Conservative or Constitutional Grounds Coffee. That's Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And I happen to like iced coffee. And I make my iced coffee at night with the Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, I'm going to take a big old sip here right now.
That's so good, I'm going to take another one. I had somebody contact me this week and ask me if the coffee was acidic, that's the problem they have. Well, that's the problem that I have, that acidic coffee just doesn't help my stomach. And I don't drink it when I know about it. How's that? So far, knock on wood, there it is right there. That's the wood. Knock on wood. I've not been bothered by my stomach churn because of constitutional grounds coffee. Now, if you want to find out more, you can go over to the website, theronedwards.com. That's theronedwards.com. You'll see the constitutional grounds coffee display there. And scroll on down. Use the RE20 promo code. Save yourself 20% on your discount, on your order. And see what happens. Constitutional grounds. That will be the coffee you're going to want in your cup over at theronedwards.com. Constitutional grounds coffee. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's in your coffee?
Well, it would be constitutional grounds, I'll tell you that.
What's in your wallet? My dollar. Oh, okay. Well, my lucky dollar.
That's right. We'll actually show people this is what cash looked like, you know.
Yeah, back in
not
the day.
All that, that's right, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Fed slamming its own failures yesterday in the historic SVB bank run, which was the biggest bank run since the Depression.
Well, that's right. Yeah, SVB Bank certainly is a combination of different things. Of course, the mismanagement is there, and I think the business philosophy, the banking philosophy, was not in line with reality, and I think this is going to be a very big problem moving forward, because, Captain, you have to be able to do banking business, and there are banking fundamentals that just work, and if you depart from them, it's not going to end well, as we've seen. And of course, they did fail. Of course, they had a run on deposits because they had a mismatch in their portfolio for these securities. They started to go down in value, and they had to sell them all at a loss when the depositors came looking for their money, and then it just created a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, I got to admit, we avoided the federal government by the skin of their the hair of their chinny chin chin. They avoided a major bank failure, which would have really killed the economy.
Well, that's right. And it does beg the question, though, Captain, when the next bank, big bank, starts to go down.
There's one right now that's teeter-tottering, First Republic.
That's right, First Republic. That's exactly right. And this is San Francisco-based, by the way, I believe.
That's correct.
But the federal government has already started establishing this precedent. Well, don't worry, we're going to cover everything. We'll cover everybody for everything, no matter what. And this has sent investors into a real tizzy, trying to make sure that they're shuttling their money from bank to bank. Believe me, they are watching every single day to see what news comes out about what bank, and they want to transfer their funds to something else. That's how much of a, I don't want to say panic, but concern that there is out there.
Now, if you want to panic, picture this. This was the press release that came out yesterday. CNN diva, their words, not mine, CNN diva Don Lemon will spend the summer on the beach.
It's, well, interesting. I saw one where he said he was going to stay on his boat or something like that, but that's about the same speed, I think. But here's what's not happening, Captain. You know, in the first hour, we talked about the multiple offers and certainly one large opportunity that Tucker Carlson might have in order to come back and start dominating again. Nobody said anything about Don Lemon. I hate to tell you.
Why would they?
Yeah. I don't think anybody wants to, like, build a new network all around Don Lemon. It's really something to see. In fact, Captain, just a few days ago, before he got summarily dismissed from CNN, we had a quote right here on the program where he was talking to Vivek Ramaswamy, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, where he kind of lashed out on him at him, and we called that out. And just a few days later, he was gone. So we noticed the very same thing the CNN executives noticed.
Well, yeah, and it's what America noticed. I mean, we're only stating what we hear the listeners telling us, and that's coming from America.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. So just the same as Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon is going to be under contract, and we don't know where he might pop up eventually, but there has to be all these finalizations of how you get out of your contract and if they pay you out or whatever. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday the Russians again launched a missile and a drone attack in the Ukraine. This time they've killed 16 people and wounded perhaps as many as 100. Not smart, not good. They're going after civilians still. This is a war crime. And Putin, if they could ever get their hands on him, he needs to be prosecuted as a war criminal.
That's exactly right. We'll never forget this. And these atrocities are just piling up. It is a terrible tragedy in our modern time right now. It's just terrible.
Now, the other thing is Joe Biden. I realize he likes to go out and get money for campaigns and things, right?
Yep.
Joe Biden came out and said he is looking to Wall Street to give him $1 billion in campaign backing.
Okay.
How could that happen to a business that has been screwed, blued, and tattooed by Joe Biden? How could that possibly happen?
Well, you're exactly right. I just don't see where, Captain, there's going to be any energy. You know, the video came out last Tuesday, and there is absolutely no impact, at least from what I can tell. There's no impact where people aren't talking in restaurants saying, "Did you see the video?" Because Joe Biden's running again. Everything will still be okay. Our democracy will be safe because Joe Biden's running again. Nobody's saying anything like that. It's just kind of it's like in other news, Joe Biden announced he was running for president again. It has no impact almost.
Huh. I wonder why.
Yeah, well, but here's the thing. I think you still have other Democrat contenders. They're circling, and they're wondering how long is this going to last? Is he really going to run for real?
All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour, news break coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. Montana is banning gender-affirming health care for minors. On Friday, the state's Republican governor signed the bill. The ACLU and others are already lining up legal challenges. Former President Trump is suggesting he could sign legislation banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy if he's elected president in 2024. He made the remarks in an interview with a New Hampshire broadcaster. A bill that would allow Ron DeSantis to remain governor of Florida while also running for president is headed to his desk for approval. The measure has already passed the state's Republican-controlled House. In Washington, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has called the GOP offer to raise the debt ceiling in exchange for spending cuts a ransom note, but he still insists an agreement over the issue is possible. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And ladies, pay attention. They've got two female specialists over at the Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care Center. Yep. And they can definitely help you, work with you, and you'll be treated by a lady, and a lot of women appreciate the fact that that's indeed the case. Now, the other thing is, I want you to give them a call if you're having trouble. They can definitely help you or put you on the right trail to somebody that can if you live far enough away that you might want a referral. But 792-896-4615 is the number. That's 727-896-4615. That's the number, 727
896-4615 is the number. They're located at 38th at 66th on the north side of the highway in that plaza that's right there. In St. Pete, check them out. You'd be glad you did. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and let's see here. Mr. Kyle Warren, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, well, back on the trail again. Biden is trying to hit up Wall Street for a cool $1 billion, thinks that he's worth it, thinks he's going to get it. To the people on Wall Street or anybody that's listening or anybody that has anything to do with Wall Street, maybe you're an investor, just tell Wall Street to cut it out. Stop it. They got better things to do with your money than to hand Joe Biden $1 billion.
Well, you know, just for kicks, Captain, do you think Hunter Biden could scare up some extra money for his father?
Well, sure. Why do you think he's in the White House? He's in there. He's in there working the phones. I'll bet you.
Yeah. They'll be covered. I'm pretty sure they'll be covered.
Well, it is terrible, and it needs to stop, really. But that's just me talking. Now, the Internal Revenue Service is hiring armed special agents to work with their unarmed counterparts.
Yeah, this is a real interesting thing. We've heard about this kind of thing before, and I think it was debunked years ago, but this is a brand new story about this. That's right. According to reports, the IRS is looking to hire armed special agents to work in all 50 states. And part of their requirements, Captain, they need to be able to carry a firearm. They need to be able to protect themselves from physical attacks at any time, and with or without warning, and use firearms in life-threatening situations. Wow. I thought the IRS usually just put, like, liens on your house or garnished your wages. This seems like a lot more than that.
It sounds like as if they're getting ready to prepare for a war, but that's just me.
Well, you know, certainly, I mean, some people may not want to have service of process or things like that, but I can't imagine that law enforcement wouldn't handle that kind of thing. But it is a very strange sort of development, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, of all places for this to happen, abortion bills that were on the ballot failed in the conservative states of South Carolina and Nebraska.
Well, this is very telling, isn't it? It shows that there is this particular issue that does, transcend party politics, it would seem. And this is something the Democrats have latched onto with a great amount of success. The big question is how, as conservatives, or how as what about the GOP? How does it navigate the abortion question and still try to win elections when the Democrats have literally own this issue?
Now, we know that core inflation is persisting and that consumer spending is starting to fall flat. We know all of that. But we also know that pressure is mounting for a compromise on the debt ceiling with Congress. Where do you think that's going to go?
Well, but this is, I think, again, what the American people want. Whether they're Republican or Democrat, for the most part, most people want the government to function. We hear things, well, shut down the government, it'll be fine. But most voters, I think, want there to be some kind of movement, and that means compromise. And Joe Biden has made it clear that he doesn't want to compromise anything because that's part of his campaign shtick, right? It's, well, it's this MAGA Republicans are trying to ruin the economy. But most people will want there to be something, whether we raise it a little bit and cut some spending, but not to dig in on either side.
Now, I heard something yesterday from the CDC. I found it hard to believe, so I had to check on it, and it's true, unfortunately. Nearly one in four high school students now do not identify themselves as being straight.
That's a very interesting statistic. I'm curious, you know, what that might look like going back 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And try to extrapolate what those numbers might have been. But nowadays, of course, I think you have a much larger sort of cultural influence and in why some of these kids might give the answers that they do, I think is what we'd have to delve a little bit deeper in.
Yeah. I think they're doing the copycat thing because one of their friends might say something and go, oh, yeah, well, I'm that way, too. Oh, yeah, but give me a break. Give me a break.
Well, sure. Everybody who's been through school throughout this country, everybody knows that some people are gay and some people were straight, and that's just the way life was. But in terms of where we are now, in terms of the cultural influence, like I was talking about, and what might prompt people to say or do or identify in a particular way, some of it may be skewed because of this environment in which we live.
Well, it wasn't that many.
Well, but the idea, of course, is that, everywhere we look, television and so forth, there are all kinds of influences that again, I think could skew some of these results.
Okay, and moving along here, the low approval ratings don't seem to be dooming Biden's reelection chances, even though the gallery out there, Gallup out there, has Joe Biden's approval rating hitting a new low of 37%.
That's right. That's incredibly low. Can you imagine? I mean, I don't know how you'd mount a presidential campaign, but we live in a very different kind of time. The media is completely behind Joe Biden, essentially. The messaging is there. Even though the reality doesn't agree with the messaging, they're going to see how far they can push it.
All right, well, before we go to break and hit the next Trucker's Highway Bible report on, we're going to get to one caller here. Okay, Ian, you might have a minute.
Joe Biden's going to get his $1 billion, and he doesn't need it for the campaign. I'm going to make a prediction. He's going to run this from the White House. He's not going to go out on the road. He's basically going to be campaigning from the basement of the White House, 2.0, like he did last time. The election's going to be rigged. He doesn't need the $1 billion for the campaign. The $1 billion is... That's his advanced extortion money. It's basically saying, hey, give me the $1 billion now, or else I'll sick the government on you, okay? That's what this is. It's the extortion on the installment plan. He's going to get his $1 billion, and the media is going to carry his water, and they're going to be his campaign arm, okay? That's why I don't want either Trump or DeSantis to win. The Republicans are going to lose. They could put Jesus on the ballot. They're going to lose because the Democrats rigged this whole thing. I don't want to be right, but that's my prediction. Okay?
We'll find out.
These are not elections, they're selections at the national level.
We'll
the only
out.
Free fair elections are local.
Gotta go. Here comes the music. Okay, thank you very much. And he's driving home some interesting points, but again, somewhere along the line, we gotta get this right. We've got to get this election process right. Why not start now?
Well, he's right that it's going to be Basement Joe 2.0.
I agree.
Right.
I agree. But that's if Joe gets the nomination. What if he doesn't? What if he doesn't? There's no guarantee all of a sudden here, as we know. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with a Trucker's Highway and Byway report. I'll be back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Look at there. Where do you think I am?
playing that guitar.
Well, that's Eric Clapton, that's for sure.
You're doggone right it's Eric Clapton, and that's Dion doing the singing. That's the second one we had tonight from Dion and his new blues-sounding music that he's got out there. And by the way, I think he's it's too bad he couldn't have done that sooner in life.
Yeah, exactly. But it sounds great, though.
Yeah, he's got a real knack for it, and he's added some people there when he brings them in to get on his recordings and whatnot. And that's Billy Gibbons was number one. This was Eric Clapton, and I think he's really done it right this time as well as last time. Okay, well, Mr. Kyle, we got to have you go out west and tell us what's going on out there, even though it's pretty much what we know it is, and that's melting snow. But go for it.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're looking at warmer temperatures, of course, heading out west. And certainly if you're in northern Washington State along I-90, heading out through up towards Spokane, towards northern Idaho, you've got warming temperatures there. It's going to be very warm, and that means that you could have some snow melt going as a result of that, rising rivers into next week. So be careful there. Aerial flood watch, similar circumstances, southern Idaho. This is going to be south of Idaho Falls, south of Twin Falls, and then also the same story in northern and central Nevada. All along I-80 as you come out of Reno, heading to Utah, and a little bit on the California side as well. Also in northern New Mexico, warming temperatures could mean more snow melt in the mountains of northern New Mexico. And again, we look pretty clear on the radar map right now, but have a great weekend because at least out west, you'll see those higher temperatures, but be careful of those of that runoff.
Yep. Now, North Dakota, South Dakota, we've got some wind. We've got some changing weather as well. Humidities are changing around. Snow is melting. Water's coming down from Canada. And things are starting to flood. Central part of the state, you've got some advisories there for the rivers and the lakes, both states. Then when you come down into Nebraska, the eastern part of Nebraska, same thing from the Omaha area, Sioux Falls, all the way down to Kansas, across to the central part of Kansas, with some dry conditions down there. But we also have something else going on down there tonight, and that is we have a frost advisory for temperatures around 32 degrees. There's a couple of areas in the southwestern corner of Kansas where you're going to have a freeze warning, temperatures below 32 degrees, but that's just in a small area. Coming down to Amarillo, Texas, a frost advisory, as well as out into about 50 miles of Oklahoma, and then coming down to Lubbock, you're going to have it down that away as well. Taking a look now along I-10 and along Houston, all the way over to San Antonio, you're going to have winds. You're going to be driving through some high winds down there of 25-plus mile an hour. And to you guys that are running empty tonight, headed back west somewhere, you want to be careful because you might get caught up in the winds, and some of the winds could be even gustier than what I just told you. You also have winds 20, 25, 30, 35 miles an hour all the way from the Brownsville-Texas-Hidalgo border with Mexico all the way across now into the panhandle of Florida right up until Big Bend. That's how far they are right now, Big Bend. And those winds are going to continue to come across. And as the day warms up and things progress, we do believe we're going to get rain over here in Florida and a fair amount of it. Now, taking a look at the fog, central part of Tennessee tonight is all loaded up with fog. So be advised of that. That's going to be your nemesis there tonight. Coming across I-40 and going up and down I-65 will be fog, very thick fog. Up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, we've got some weather. Looks like as if we could be getting some rain up there as well as some wind. And that wind is also up in the Duluth area with some rain up in that area, too. We also expect some in the northern part of Wisconsin tonight, so be advised of that. And coming down from Maine, I-95, we're going to have sporadic areas of fog all the way down to Boston and then around Cape Cod and then skipjacking around Long Island. We'll also have a gale advisory all the way down to Georgia tonight, all the way down to Brunswick, Georgia. Going to have some winds along the ocean, so be advised of that. Now, Kyle, tell us, number one, about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Download the My Rewards Plus app. Start getting great offers. Earn points on the fuel that you buy, for example. And then also check out all the great things that you're going to be able to find to eat at the Pilot and Flying J travel centers.
You had to bring in food.
Of course. One of the best parts.
Okay, how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
Yep, catch the podcast over there, too. It's a very good way to listen.
Exactly right.
All right, we will be talking to you bright and early Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. And now we're going to jump into the mix and bring out the oil can and get all the squeaky edges taken care of here. Here comes Denise Simon from FoundersCove.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had to bring out the oil can. All right. I find it very interesting that they're still talking about Tucker Carlson, but in a little different way. For some reason, Fox News, who thought that they were playing the A game here and all that stuff, according to the viewers and according to the pollsters who keep taking the poll, it's not about Fox. It's about Tucker Carlson. He is rated higher in any poll you want to look at that mentions him or Fox.
Rated higher in a poll for what?
Fan base. They love Tucker Carlson. Love, love, love.
Okay.
Fox's ratings are down some 50% since he left. He was bringing in 3.2 million viewers a night on TV.
Correct. But he was not the highest rated show on Fox. The highest rated show on Fox is The Five.
Right. But that's still a significant number when you replace it with somebody that's only bringing in a little bit more than a million. And that would be Brian Kilmeade.
Well, I mean, you don't expect those that are sitting in, you know, to get anywhere near what Tucker had. So, I mean, I think they're rotating hosts into that slot until they figure some things out. So,
well, they did the last time. They did the last time when they had Mr. O'Reilly. They kept the numbers up there for a little while, but then they dropped. But this time, they've already dropped.
Well, I mean, I would expect them to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are a lot of, you know, now ex-hosts that are out there for various reasons.
Yep. Hold that thought. We're going to break, and we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. If you have an opinion, you're welcome to chime in and tell us. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.